Yesterday, you may have spotted an article that Huddersfield Town fans were all over. Now, it came via thesackrace.com. It was to do with the statistical impact of managerial changes so far this season. It's January, but a lot of changes have already happened. One of which that's getting attention is the change that Huddersfield Town made when Chris Powell left the club, and they brought in a coach who, to English fans, was relatively unknown, that being David Wagner. But statistically, things would suggest he's being very successful, as well as what Town fans are seeing on the pitch. Now, let's speak to the man who put the whole article and statistics together, which is Mike Holden. Mike, welcome to the show.
Hello, nice to speak to you.
So, Mike, I'm going to guess with the fact you put all these stats together, you really are a man who you kind of watch football through a different perspective to a lot of us, I guess.
Well, I do like to follow managers more than teams. I follow managers' careers from club to club. Things like that. I do a lot of research into personalities and statistics and what have you. So when Huddersfield appointed Wagner, it was a really interesting appointment because it was someone I didn't know and knew nothing about at all. And it was seen as quite a left field appointment at the time. And basically, he's fascinating, the results that are coming forward already, because he's made quite an impact. And sometimes it's usually a personality issue where, you know, it's a motivational aspect, or players have got tired of the voice they were hearing in the previous manager. He's come with completely new ideas, you know, pressing philosophy, and could be seen as quite alien to Championship players. But to see the results so far is making it even more interesting. It's intriguing for the future.
And do you think as well, Mike, when you look at it and you consider how inactive, you might argue, that Huddersfield have been in the January transfer window? So apart from the fact Kerim Matmore came in yesterday, again, a name that caught a few Huddersfield Town fans off guard, but it's very rare that Huddersfield have a player who's got 30 caps to their name coming in. Do you think, though, the fact that he's doing it with the same players that Chris Powell had, that just adds to the job that he's doing statistically?
Yeah, most definitely, because I mean, you can always expect some kind of reaction when a new manager comes into a club. The statistics this season show that you can expect over the next 10 to 12 games around a 0.3 points per game increase from your standard manager. Now, Wagner's more than twice that. He's more than double that average, that normal average. And to do it with the same players as well is even more so. It's still very early days. I wouldn't be surprised when you talk about a pressing philosophy and the way he's approaching games, and, you know, people are saying about Klopp at Liverpool that it's too much on the players, you know, burnout, injuries and what have you. You know, a regression at some stage this season is quite possible, but it's the signs so far are very encouraging. It'll be intriguing to see more next season, what the statistics are like. But the signs so far are very promising. It's clearly the players are buying into it, and it's a concept that's quite alien to Championship players, you would imagine. The things he's asking them to do, the way he's asking them to set up and the approach games. So the fact that everyone's buying into it so quickly, when you would assume that those players would have been sceptical to begin with, as they are with any manager, but particularly one they don't know. It's impressive stuff so far.
Just to broaden it out to other teams in Yorkshire, do you know when your article from thesackrace.com was kind of going around and people were really taking note of it, it also flagged up to me how many Yorkshire managers had changed. And it's one of those, when you kind of work with it day to day, you know these things are going on, but you don't actually count up how many. But there's Doncaster who've changed, Huddersfield, as we've talked about. There's also Leeds United, of course, who Steve Evans for a Leeds manager is actually quite stable at the moment. There's also Rotherham and York who've change managers, and certainly when you look at Darren Ferguson, he sits second in the list just behind Graham Wesley at Peterborough, but he is doing a good job at Doncaster, isn't he?
Most definitely, yeah. I think that's gone quite unnoticed as well, because there wasn't the early surge of results in the first four or five games. You know, I seem to remember Ferguson losing 5-0 at Peterborough very early on in his reign, and that kind of took the attention away from Doncaster, but he clearly knows the division well from his years at Peterborough, and you know, he's had time to go in and survey the scene, I think, and he just knows what solutions are needed, you know, what areas need patching up, where improvements need to be made, and slowly but surely his points per game average has been creeping up week after week. and he's showing what a capable manager he is at that level.
The top flight manager who has the best record, Sunderland's Sam Allardyce. And I guess because it's in the Premier League, and obviously we all know that Sam Allardyce comes with a big reputation at that level, that is the one that most people are probably well aware of. And when you actually look at the difference he's making, he's third in the list of changes in terms of points difference. And the impact, it's clearly evident up there, isn't it?
Yeah, most definitely. I think he was starting from a very low base, Allardyce, and I think by normal Allardyce standards, he'll probably be quite disappointed at averaging less than a point per game. And, you know, people might be looking at Sunderland and thinking, oh, you know, for all the talk that Allardyce will get them out, they expect it to happen overnight. Again, slowly but surely with him, I think he's making the right corrections as he goes. And, you know, to see him third in that particular list of improvement, even though by his own standards, he'll be expecting more. I think it's a clear indication that Sunderland are going back in the right direction and will be, you know, there or thereabouts when it comes to survival at the end of the season if they don't get out sooner.
Well, Mike Holden, it's been really, really great to chat to you about this and the statistical impact of new managers. Obviously, as a Huddersfield Town fan, very interested to hear as well about how David Wagner's doing well. But if you want to read more of what Mike has been looking at with these stats, you can find more about it at thesackrace.com. But Mike, thank you for joining us on the show.
Absolute pleasure.